Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Life with Goldie podcast, where we travel around the world listening to all the golden hoodie stories and their journeys in the Trailblazer ecosystem. I'm your host, Mia Pacey, also a golden hoodie recipient, but today we're joined with Jonathan Fox. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm really excited to talk to everyone on your podcast.
Yeah, thanks. And coming from across the world, we've gone to a new continent today, so thank you. It's great to be able to see everyone virtually. I mean, it's a new world, isn't it?
Exactly. I mean, the in-person events are all great and really good fun, but virtual events, you know, we get to see even more people. So, yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah, it's made the world like feel a lot smaller, in my opinion. But let's head into it. So how... We're talking about golden hoodies and how we all work and came through this ecosystem. Would you be able to take us on your journey? How did Salesforce and Trailhead start up and into your life?
Yeah, no, absolutely. My story is maybe a little bit different to the typical one. 2018-ish, I was in the British Army from 2014 to 2019.
And, oh, wow.
Leaving the British Army takes a year. They make you have a year's notice period. So it was about 2019 when I finally left and had that year come up. But where did I go after that? I don't know. It was difficult. You don't have a position waiting for you because a year's a long time for somebody to hold a position. And most people saw me as the soldier, not as, you know, any other role. I didn't have a background in tech either. But it was actually my brother-in-law who said, hey, have you looked at Salesforce? Do you even know what Salesforce is? Do you know what Trailhead is? Because he worked at an ISV in the UK. So he kind of shoved me into Trailhead and showed me what the world of Trailhead was all about and a little bit about the Trailblazer community. He wasn't too involved with the Trailblazer community at that time. And from there, that, you know, that burning passion, that obsession with Trailhead and learning and the whole gamified, you know, structure of it, yeah, it just took hold of me and absolutely loved it from there on in.
That's amazing. So you went from a strict kind of regime life in the army, giving a 1 year, I think that's the longest notice period I've ever heard of, 1 year notice period, and then you went into tech where you said you're learning a gamification. How was that, like, changing your learning styles? How difficult was that for you to adapt to?
So I think the whole military aspect of my personality, the way, you know, it had all been ingrained into me as a person, helped because it gave me the structure, the discipline to really commit to something and learn, which helped me dedicate myself. So, you know, looking at the Salesforce world and Trailhead, I had to make a decision straight away. Where did I want to go? What did I want to do? And the developer side, you know, it always kind of piqued my interest. How things work.
So many aspects.
Being creative. Yeah. So many things you can do with it. That really piqued my interest. So develop was always the way I wanted to go. But, you know, early on, I saw this magical pyramid, the CTA pyramid. And I saw there is this certification at the top of that pyramid. And that was it. From that very, you know, from the first step, that's where I wanted to aim. So I set my goal, and the military kind of mindset, discipline and, you know, commitment, really kind of focused me, honed me into that. And that's what my whole journey so far has been aiming towards, that kind of pinnacle of the CTA pyramid.
Yeah, I guess it is that goal setting, right? So you came from a similar goal setting where you had obviously a goal in mind, and now Ruth sits atop of our pyramid, which is a nice, another new goal. So, I mean, that's awesome. That's a great way to come into it. I'm so thankful for your brother-in-law, did you say? So thankful for them to help us out and get you into the Salesforce ecosystem so you're able to give back and share your knowledge to more. So we talked about getting into the ecosystem. It was only recently for you, myself as well, but in the scheme of things, like, some people have been in it for quite a while. Could you take us through talking about Golden Hoodie? What was it like? How surprising was it? Were you prepared for it? Can you take us through that presentation piece? When was it?
So the presentation was the first virtual Dreamforce we had because of COVID, because of the lockdowns and everything. And it was 2020. I think it was around December. Oh, it was very late in the year. And a few weeks beforehand, I'd been sent a parcel, been instructed not to open it, And Ooh. Also being told that I was to appear on the first day of Dreamforce virtual, Dreamforce to you. And it was exciting because I had no idea what was in this parcel. I had no, everyone probably says this, but I genuinely didn't have any inkling what was inside it at all. And it was a really odd shape. So I would have never thought there was a hoodie inside it. And I was basically telling my story, just, you know, a couple of minutes. I think it was no more than 5 minutes telling my story.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I was instructed to open the parcel. I was instructed to have it next to me, and I was instructed to open the parcel. And it was a magical moment. It really was. It was so exciting. You know, the surprise of just pulling it out and seeing it, it was just incredible. But the whole presentation itself was quite an honour because I was able to tell my story to people who perhaps hadn't met me or hadn't heard it online anyway, and really share those key points in my journey from my brother-in-law telling me about Salesforce to the role I was in at the time, the certifications I had, the community groups I joined, the other everything else in between, and really sharing the path and the journey and helping others understand that they can absolutely do it too. So it was a real honor and special moment just to be able to share that story as well.
So that's so cool. I've seen the GIF that Salesforce has made for you that shows, I think it's on your Twitter, that shows you opening your box. When you say it was a unique size, what was it, like an octagon?
Yeah, it was really weird. Yeah, rectangle octagon kind of shape. It was odd. I didn't expect that to be a hoodie. Yeah.
It wasn't just like your online shopping delivery coming in. It was something very mysterious.
And it wasn't, you know, like a typical hoodie shape with big arrows pointing golden hoodie here. I had no idea.
Just like the arm hanging out of the box, like just completely giving it away. Yeah, no, that sounds so much fun. And I'm thankful that they still made it such a wonderful experience for you, even in that virtual Dreamforce that we all had. I know that the world, went on a bit of a flip and we had to kind of change angles, but I'm so glad they were able to hold that virtual Dreamforce to you. I know I was part of it as well, so it was definitely a great, great session. So after you were awarded Golden Hoodie, do you think anything has changed for you professionally, personally, within yourself? How do you think it's affected you?
So, I mean, the whole concept of the Golden Hoodie, I don't think it has necessarily changed me personally or professionally, because the build up to being awarded the hoodie, everything I did which led to me being awarded it, hasn't changed. You know, I still give back in the way I do. I still try and help people, mentor, you know, guide people into the ecosystem in the same way. So just because I now have the Golden Hoodie doesn't mean I do more or less. I think what it does allow me to do is have a little bit more of a platform to show even more people the story, tell people how they can do it and really, you know, inspire them. So both personally and professionally, it's the same thing. It gives me a little bit more of a platform to be able to reach more and inspire more, which is inevitably the whole aim, is to, you know, help more people into this world and have a successful career and find a passion in technology and especially Salesforce. I think professionally a little bit more as well, because, you know, your name becomes a little bit more well known, which is good because it obviously it opens up a few more opportunities, which is great. You still have to know your thing and do your thing. So just because a few more people know who you are doesn't mean you also have to guarantee these opportunities. It makes things a little bit easier. But I think the biggest thing is being able to share that message a little bit easier, which is amazing.
Yeah, it's a wonderful experience to be able to have that, a little bit more of a platform to be able to say and help others, and let everyone know that you're able to give back when they need you as well. So talking about that Trailblazer community and talking about how much of it impacted you when you were first joining the ecosystem, can you take us through how important that community is to you, whether you're on the journey or whether it's now? What does that mean to you?
Oh, it's incredibly important. I owe a lot of my kind of journey and where I am now to the Trailblazer community as a whole. If you're talking about specifically the Trailblazer community groups, that was the first interaction I had with the Salesforce ecosystem post my brother-in-law telling me about Trailhead. I went to a Trailblazer community group near me. It was a women tech one. And that's where I learned from the group leader about Salesforce Military, the Salesforce Military program, which, you know, really threw me into the whole world properly by giving me these Trailhead Academy courses, certification vouchers, really making it limitless for me to gain in the Salesforce world, because money became no blocker, because certifications are quite expensive for someone who isn't earning a lot and is fresh to this world. And it gave me a community again in the Salesforce military world. So that was the first instance of the community, was at that community group, spreading my community even further by telling me about the program. But then I got hooked with Trailblazer community groups, and there wasn't one in my local area. That one was a little bit further afield. So I created one to bring like-minded people together. It was an admin group, and to help me learn from others and network as well, because networking is incredibly important. And that's where it all really took off. Had I not set up that group and had that regular interaction with professionals in my local area, I think this whole journey would have been a lot more difficult. So really taking advantage of what the Trailblazer community has to offer, which is that networking, that close interpersonal relationships, and really gaining knowledge just from talking and sharing with each other. The Trailblazer community is a huge, huge part of where I am today. And I've said to many people, if there isn't one available, if there isn't one in your local area, then start one. Because I was this 2-3 months into the Salesforce world, and I started one. You don't need to know anything about Salesforce to start one. You just need to be someone who can get people together, organize some events, and sweet talk a local company to host you. And you can get some really cool people in some really cool places, have some beer and some pizza, and just talk Salesforce. I mean, there's not, no better way to spend your evening.
I appreciate the call out of sweet talker company. Maybe we should make a Trailhead module about that, how to get a venue to give you a space to host your group. But let's give a shout out to that group. What group did you start?
So it was the Leeds Administrators group.
Everyone go and head to the Leeds Administrator group and give them some love. I know that your journey has changed now. Would you take us through what you're doing now, and where has your journey led you to?
So I went from the partner ecosystem. I now work at Salesforce. I started at Salesforce in, 2021, January, as a senior technical consultant on the technical architecture team for the UK and Ireland. And I did that for about a year and a half until May of this year, where I joined the solution engineering team as lead solution engineer for public sector. So quite a different change. It went from post-sales to pre-sales, but a fun one. And it's a whole new kind of area to learn, and it's a whole new skill set to learn, but one that I think is incredibly important to learn. So a completely new direction, and I'm only fresh into it at the moment, so I can't say much more about it, but it's an exciting role, and I'm getting to do things that I really love.
Just sounds like you just keep learning. Is that something that you feel like is important to a career, in anyone's career, is just that importance to keep learning and challenging yourself?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's important in any career, whether you're in the Salesforce ecosystem or any other ecosystem. But I think it's more obvious and more important in the Salesforce world, because there is so much you can learn and so many different directions you can go, that constantly learning and evolving your skills, gaining more experience, is only ever going to benefit you. But the beauty of being in the Salesforce ecosystem is that it's actually really easy to pivot and go into another role or another area, a different product of Salesforce, for example, if you want to and you want to switch it up a bit. So the options and the opportunities within the Salesforce world are just incredible, and the reason it really is limitless. You one day want to go from being a developer to a BA, well, then that's definitely within your reach. And you want to be a marketing cloud architect, but you're a core architect, well, that's easily achievable for you. So the range of roles and the direction is so great in the Salesforce world, but that continuous learning is just ingrained into you from word go with Trailhead.
It's definitely what is stabilizing Trailhead, is that continuous learning and everyone's drive within the community to learn more, but then give back and learn more and then learn from the person you gave back to. I hear a bit about people mentoring, and I think you mentioned it earlier. Have you experienced mentoring in the ecosystem, having a mentor or being a mentor?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I've had a mentor. I've been a mentor. I think a lot of people do both without even realizing as well, just by reaching out to each other on the Trailblazer community, you know, even simple things like us talking today, we're kind of being mentors to the people who are listening and, you know, telling this story. I think a lot of people inadvertently become mentors without realizing. And that's the real, you know, unique part about this community, is that without even thinking, without even reserving any judgment, without even really having an ulterior motive to it, we automatically go out of our way to help each other. You know, somebody puts on the Trailblazer community that they need help with something. More often than not, you get an answer, reply to you within an hour. You often get people messaging you saying, do you want to jump on a call and we'll go through it together? That's the start of a mentorship blooming already in some cases. Yeah, I think that's kind of on top of the learning, the whole premise of the Trailblazer community is this mentorship that just blooms.
Yeah, and I think it comes back to also those Trailblazer community groups where you can find those people to talk to, and you can find those like-minded people in the area just to connect with. And if it's like you're helping them out that one night, it doesn't have to be a formal process. It's just let's all communicate equally and give back and share our knowledge, because ultimately it will come around again, because we all know how large the Salesforce Ohana is and it's all growing and different aspects are growing. So you never know when you might need someone else's expertise, you might say.
Yeah. Oh, I was just going to say, you know, there's the official programs, there's the official Trailhead mentorship programs that you
can be an official mentor
if you want to be one, but there's nothing stopping you from jumping on the Ohana Slack or going on the Trailblazer community groups, or even just signing up to, you know, Ohana Pairs and being a, you know, coupling up with somebody and just being that buddy with somebody. They're all key mentorship opportunities. And whether you realize it or not, they are mentorship opportunities that really turn into friendships. And that's the kind of important bit about it.
Yeah, and then you can see everyone in real life when we get back to in-person events.
Exactly.
And have that virtual mentorship turn into an in-person mentorship and friendship going forward. Pizza and beers, who knows where it can end. So we're talking about how we've kind of, you're in your position, you're happy where you are, and you've kind of reached a point in your career where you're very, I would say, successful. What would you be able to give back to those Trailblazers starting out their journey, or midway through, having a question in their career? What would you say to give back to them?
So there's two things, and I probably break it down into those two different kind of people. The people starting off at the beginning of their career, the thing that I found hardest, and it's probably because of the completely different world I came from, was showing people that I could achieve and do well in this ecosystem. They just saw me, you know, recruiters and hiring managers just saw me as a soldier. So what can you do about that to really kind of rocket yourself into this ecosystem? And that's find your transferable skills. Really find those transferable skills and map them into the Salesforce ecosystem. And everyone has them. And a really cool example I give is the military spouse. The military spouse picks up her or his family, follows his or her wife, husband, partner around the world to their next base, their next deployment. They find a house, they find the new bills, they find the local shops, you know, they find the local schools, they enroll their kids in the local schools. That itself doesn't sound like a career skill. Well, it's a project management completely. I mean, look at this big project you've just done. You've just moved your whole family, enrolled them in new skills and done all that. That itself is a really cool, really powerful transferable skill, project management. So that's one that I give, because people don't often see those kind of day-to-day skills being transferred into professional skills, and they absolutely are. So that's the first kind of bit of advice I would give into getting into the ecosystem. Find your transferable skills. And then the people who are kind of at a crossroads in the middle of their career and don't know where to go or don't know what to do, is just find something that you're passionate and you enjoy. I thoroughly enjoy tweaking and playing around and building things and being, you know, creative with the solutions I do. So that's what directs me into the way I'm going at the moment, because it gives me the platform to be creative and fun and enjoy what I'm doing. It means that it's not really a job anymore. It's a full blown career, but one that's still a bit of a passion and a hobby at the same time. So really just find something that you enjoy and you've got a passion for.
That's great. And I think going back to your first point about using the skills that you have and acknowledging them, you could go on an endless list with your example. I mean, they've got to communicate with the people, they've got to do finance, they've got to now make new friends, they've got like just it's endless. So put those things. So how would you think, like when you say call out the ones that you have that are not specifically professional, how would someone do that? Would they just write them on their resume, or would they then go and try and like emphasize those communication skills and learn a bit more about them?
Oh, I would definitely say that emphasizing them and learning them a bit more in a formal setting is always going to benefit you. It's always going to be useful because then you've got something tangible to say, hey, I've done this in a professional world as well, or I've got this certificate that proves that I can do it in a professional world. But even if you don't have the opportunity, simply not necessarily just listed them off on a resume or a CV, but at least, you know, looking at your day-to-day life or spanning it across a year and really just simply writing it down, but pulling out those key points and having it as a bit of a, you know, throw it into a quip, figure out those key points. And then you've got it there as a bit of a cheat sheet to go into your next interview with and go, well, you know what, I do this and I do this and I do this. And there's nothing wrong with giving an example of that personal life, moving your kids and moving your house and family, because, you know, I think that probably has more impact when talking to a hiring manager or recruiter about your skill than saying you've done 7 million projects, all very similar in the same industry. You know, actually, that story in itself probably has quite a lot of impact and will get you a lot of respect just for going into it and explaining it.
Yeah, and I think that's really a thing to call out in interviews. I mean, using those personal stories is actually really valuable. I know I've had experience where someone told them me their story about how they had to immigrate to Australia and all the paperwork and all the exponential amount of information they had to correlate and then convince another party that they should be the ones that they should bring in, be a citizen. I was like astounded the amount of process they had to go through. But that to me showed me that they had drive, that they were able to reach the goal and really put their head down and focus on the end outcome. So don't disgruntle anything, like you said, just make sure you lay it out on the table. Really emphasize those skills. I really like that. And that's a good one.
And hey, you can't teach somebody how to be a person either. You can't teach somebody those personal kind of personality traits. So being able to see them and using a story like that, your personal story like that, to show the professional skills shows your personality as well. And the professional skills can be taught and can be built on top of and, you know, finessed. But you can't teach someone personality. And that's a really good opportunity to show your personality as well, because working with somebody in this ecosystem, you're close to them. You have to trust them. You have to need, you know, you need their help. You need them to support you. So you want to be working with someone who, you know, has a great personality as well. And that's something that's really important to show. And I don't think I could even count on one hand. Well, I couldn't even count one person in this ecosystem that I've not gotten on with. You know, I don't think there's a bad egg in the Trailblazers community at all. Not that I've seen anyway.
Yeah, I agree. I haven't come across anyone I would call a bad egg either. But no, I really love that. And also about the whole, if you're at a crossroads in your career, let's touch upon that and talk about if you are, do you ever feel like there is a point in your life where you're too old? Because I think that age sometimes comes into it. And I've seen people be so successful in the Trailblazer ecosystem, even with a career change.
I hope to be in this ecosystem until I am really old, and I don't, I really hope that the age doesn't make a difference. I mean, naturally it's harder to learn things when you're a bit older, but I don't think it's necessarily a blocker. And I think actually age often brings wisdom, brings experience, and it's those experiences that we really kind of advocate and want in the Trailblazer community. We're all about sharing experiences, and we're all about bringing new experiences from different diverse backgrounds into the Trailblazer community, because that's what helps us grow and innovate. So actually being a bit older with some more experience on the back of you is probably a benefit, and it's actually something that will be really well received in the kind of local community that you're in, the Trailblazer community as a whole. You know, I think it's a really good thing.
And also, I think Trailhead is designed for anyone of any age and any status that they would be able to get into the ecosystem. Do you agree that it's very low barrier to entry to learn Trailhead?
Oh, absolutely. You've got the really kind of straight to the point, simple Trailhead modules that can help you really find that pace in your learning, get you started. And then you've got the really in-depth modules that really hone in your skills and focus on the nitty-gritty part of whatever feature you're learning. And that means that it's tailored from very beginner basic to experienced architect, for example, developer admin. So absolutely, it's tailored for all people. But not only that, the beauty of Trailhead, I think, in more recent times, is that it's not just technical skills that it teaches now. It's your personal skills, it's your resume writing, you know, public speaking, all these great things. Managerial skills as well. I think it's
cooking.
Fantastic.
I saw cooking on there.
Yeah, healthy eating and things like that, sleep, all these great modules.
Yeah.
So it's not just about hardcore, I need to learn how to write some Apex triggers, you know? It really does teach at all levels for all different roles and all different kind of hobbies and interests. So yeah, absolutely. Trailhead is totally designed for that. And just because it's covered with Trailhead characters like the ones we've got behind us, doesn't mean you have to necessarily get on board with that and, you know, love it as much as we both clearly do. Because the content there is still valuable to anyone reading and learning it.
Yeah, it just gives that extra aspect to put a smile on our face. And I don't think that's any bad in that one. No, but I do enjoy everyone that pulls out like the Easter egg module from Trailhead. It's like, ooh, I found this one. You're like, oh my goodness, that's so great. But it's like a soft skill. So then I go and do it. And I'm like, I learned so much. everything is so amazing. And I think anyone can jump into the career at any time. I think the ecosystem is very open to that and equal as well. So we're coming up to the point in the podcast where I do have that fun question. So my fun question is, if you were an animal, what animal would you be and why?
So I think it would be a bird of some sort. I would love to be something big and majestic like an eagle. But you know what? I'm quite happy just being a general kind of little tiny bird. The bird is the main thing because I think it's really cool being able to just fly around and see everything, kind of limitless in some ways. You're not constrained to being on the ground and walking. You can kind of go fly anywhere and look at the world. That's cool. Maybe something like a swan. Swans are quite cool.
Oh, yeah.
And quite British as well, isn't it, really? So, you know, pure white, majestic looking swan, but being able to fly. It's the flying and having a look around concept. I just love to be up and seeing everything for what it is.
Definitely see you as some sort of like migrating bird that just like travels the entire continent.
Yeah, that'd be really cool.
No, that's really fun. I enjoyed that one. So at the moment we have a time for you. So it's an open mic set of our podcast where you can promote, give back, provide some advice, reiterate whatever we've spoken about. But yeah, open to you, your turn.
Oh, thank you. I mean, but in terms of, you know, just talking about what I want to share and give back, we've probably covered it a bunch of times already on this chat, you know. The first one is the Salesforce military ecosystem is what, you know, is a real key kind of cornerstone to my my journey so far and any successes I've had. And it still would be something that I want to push out and share to everyone that it exists. This program exists for veterans, military spouses, people who are still serving in the military. Get out there and have a look at it. Share it with any with friends and family, colleagues that you have that might be in the military, in the reserves, military spouses, veterans. You know, it was so important to me that I joined that program. You know, the free learning is incredibly useful and it gets rid of that blocker. But the whole networking side, transitioning from the military to civilian life is quite difficult for a lot of people. Completely different mentalities. The way we talk to each other is completely different. We have so many slang words and slogans and mnemonics. It's hard to adjust. Some of the jokes and humor is inappropriate in the civilian world as well. So having a bit of a safer space to kind of transition and talk, which the Salesforce Military Program provides, is this community as well, is incredibly valuable. So that's one that I really still even now, after a couple of years of being in that world, still push and promote out to people, because it's a, I would love to see even more people on the Salesforce military program, because it's amazing. In terms of advice, though, and what I would share to anyone listening and, you know, friends and family of, is that, again, just that transferable skills, that mapping your transferable skills is so key. There's lots of techniques and ways to do it out there, you know, lots of resources online, but simply taking a look at your life and breaking it down and mapping it out is a real key to success, because you're going to encounter it everywhere you go. And it's not just breaking into the Salesforce ecosystem first. It's perhaps going from that senior dev role to becoming that first role as an architect. How does your skills map to being an architect? And, you know, it's easier perhaps you think, because they're both Salesforce roles and you're both in the Salesforce ecosystem, but they're a completely different skill set. So not that you don't have it, but how do you translate those skills? And then finally, you know, we hear about Salesforce being the platform for change, for the world in general. We hear it from our keynote speakers on all of our events, but bring it down a level to us personally, and especially myself and yourself, you know, using the Golden Hoodie as a little bit of a platform to be able to share these stories and, you know, share this inspiration for others to do a similar path. Anyone can do it. You don't need a Golden Hoodie to talk about it. Get onto the Trailblazer community groups. Start your own little blog, you know. Do something, but be a platform of your own for change and really share your story, because no matter how small or insignificant you think your story may be, I guarantee there is somebody out there who will click on the link and listen or read and will absolutely find something valuable and inspirational. And it may well set their career off in the right direction as well. So share, and even share some more, because it's so important and it would be valuable to a lot of people.
Yeah, I love that. I do agree that if you think that there's no one out there that's like you, you're silly. Like, there's someone out there that's done it, that will share it, that will tell you about it and will help you through it, because that's what the Salesforce Ohana is about. And definitely go out and share it, just in case your little aspect of your journey can resonate with someone else out there. I really like that message. So thank you so much for joining us, Jonathan. I had an amazing chat with you. I'm so thankful we're able to dive into your journey and help anyone out there as well. So I hope you had a great time. Thanks for joining us.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.